Ladies and gentlemen, Song Street Productions is proud to present, live at the Somerville Theater, Don White!
This is a song about where I'm from. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're a folk singer, you have to write about where you're from. It's one of the rules. This is a song in the tradition of the green, green grass of home and the great rolling hills of West Virginia. My contribution to this acoustic genre, it's entitled I'm From Lynn, What Can I Say? When you write a song about Lynn, it's important to use a three-chord primal rock and roll progression. That's to stimulate the latent barbarian in the audience. And glancing around here this evening, I see some barbarians a little bit more latent than others. But due to the satanical nature of the chord progression, it's entirely possible that we could be ripping off our clothes and doing the folk lumbata here tonight. Again, I can't see very well, but what I can see makes me a little frightened by that thought. I was born in the city of Lynn, home of the first turbine engine, and as if that wasn't enough, it is also the home of Marshmallow Fluff. Hey, I bet you didn't know that. You can travel the whole country, you'll never find a bigger fluff factory. I'm from Lynn, what can I say? People from Lynn just act this way. I don't talk slick like I'm from Nahant. Oh, what is in the hand, you might ask? Well, it's a little island full of incredibly wealthy people that must have done something evil in some other life because God has cursed them and put them on this little island where they can't go anywhere without driving directly through Lynn. I feel so bad for them. I'm the son of a 30-year GE man, Lord Almighty, what can I say? People from Lynn just act this way. We know three chords, get used to them. We're not afraid to play them over and 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 over. I used to hang around at Barry Park. That is illegal after it gets dark. I would stand on the bleachers where things got smoked and beer got chug-a-lugged, bottles got broke. Later in the evening when the police come, 27 juveniles are on the run, that's right. Juveniles are running every way you see, jumping over fences, climbing in trees, but you're too loaded to get away. Your name is in the paper on the very next day. Your mother and your father just can't believe you would publicly humiliate the family, yeah. You say, Ma, I'm from Lynn, what can I say? People from Lynn act this way, don't talk slick, that's what I said. I'm not from Swampskit, Marblehead, Lord Almighty, what can I say? People from Lynn act this way. Corner of every street, somebody's cooking something greasy to eat. Deep fat is frying everywhere you look. The town is bound for the record books. It's a million sub shops open all night long. A socio-intestinal phenomenon, yeah. You want to sing that? That'd be really good. Let's try it. A socio-intestinal phenomenon. It's a socio-intestinal phenomenon. It's a socio-intestinal phenomenon. You people are ridiculous! I'm from Lynn, what can I say? People from Lynn just eat this way. There's no room in my stomach for French cuisine. Give me a bag of cheese curls and a submarine. Julia Chow, get out of my face. I'm from Lynn, what can I say? I want a steak bomb, extra cholesterol. Cook it up, Greasy George. Everybody who owns a sub shop in Lynn is always named George. That's funny, isn't it? I don't know if you've ever been to Lynn or Chelsea or Revere or our sister city in the metropolitan region, which you know is Somerville. If you go to any of these cities, any of our sister cities, and you go up to a place that says House of Pizza on the front, inevitably inside you will find four guys in red and white striped shirts who through eons of genetic mutation have been able to maintain a 5 o'clock shadow 24 hours a day. And somehow they're all named George, and I'm not sure exactly why that is. I'm gonna get back to the song now. I lived in 10 years ago. I did not know where I was gonna go. There was 10 people leaning up against a bar and gorilla. It's 10 years later, they're leaning there still. Half of my friends who are not on the street are dead in jail, all Jesus freaks. And they're annoying me. Well, I am from Lynn, what can I say? People from Lynn act this way. I don't talk slick, that's what I said. They won't even let me into Marblehead. They're afraid I'll steal something there. They're probably right. Don't be staring at me that way. I'm from Lynn, what can I say? Thank you.